Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Heavenland Devotions, the Little Green Pasture. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be here again. I always say that because I'm always so happy to be here. I so look forward to it. And though I can't see you, I know you see me. And I typically hear from you later in the comment section, which I love so much. So always make sure to comment if you want. No pressure. Before I pray to the Lord and invite his presence, I just want to say how grateful I am for the early morning devotions. They are what I live for. I love them so much. That super quiet hour during the morning when not even the birds are singing, but we're so quiet and still, I could truly feel the presence of the Lord and dwell and meditate on him. Do you meditate in the word? It's so important for you to stop, not just read through, but I mean, truly meditate on the word of God. Like Jesus says, let my sayings go down deep into your ears. Amen. I was thinking lately about, I always think about all the different wells in the Bible and how they had a significance. And there's one called Be'er Lahai Roi, and it means the place of the well where one sees God and lives. And it's when Hagar went out and she thought, you know, she was ousted from her life and she thought, this is it, I'm going to die. She thought her son would die too. And the Lord spoke to Hagar because it says he heard the lad crying. And he said to her, you know, to go back home. But there was a moment of time where she looked where there was a well, where there was no well there before. And that's when God spoke to her. When she saw the well. And my entire heart, my whole heart prays that you will always see Jesus Christ as Be'er Lahai Roi, the place of the well where one sees God and lives. It's interesting because the word doesn't say the place of the well where one hears God and lives. It says sees God. And God wants us to see him as a deep well that never runs dry, ever. Jesus wants you to always drink of him. With the Lord, nothing runs out. There's no dry wells. There's no dry river beds. He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And because he lives, you live. And before I get even further into this, I'm going to pray because I just want to let the waters of Be'er Lahai Roi pour forth out of my belly, the well of salvation, the well where the one sees God and lives. Amen. Dearest Lord Jesus, I bow before you. With my whole heart, I seek you in this prayer. Lord, I seek you for your blessing upon your own word. And ask for your blessing upon me. I'm just a little servant of the Lord, but I'm a happy one in Christ. Happy is he who hath the God of Jacob for his help. Amen. Lord, make yourself known in this message. Pour out your spirit. Let your glory be revealed to every listener. Open their eyes to see the God of the well that never runs dry. And be with me and my mouth. And I pray that everything that will be said, Lord, would not only be approved by you, but blessed by you. Praise the Lord. And it is your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. You know, when you have a life of devotions, no matter what's going on in your life, but you just stay with it, you don't really realize how much is going in every day. Even if you're having like long stretches of sadness or long trials, but it's those things. It's something that's, see, devotions causes you to go deeper and deeper in Christ, really without you actually knowing it. At first, we run to the Word because we want a way out of something. We want help from the Lord. And, you know, I just want to say this because I just feel so alive in the Spirit. Bible study, we love Bible study. Who doesn't love Bible study? But I've been struck with something lately in my time alone with the Lord and just being quiet and meditating over His Word, that I've been feeling something that He's been pouring into me and saying within my heart, not with audible words. There's something greater and higher than audible words. There is this power and this presence and the Spirit of knowing, knowledge that He's speaking with me. And it's a higher way. And it's real. And that is, when I was looking over my Bible the other morning, I said, it's like my eyes are being opened. And I said, oh God, I said, there's so much more than just the hammering out and the chiseling and the axes and the hammers, all those things in the quarry. I said, Lord, You want us to go into the quietness of the temple. You know, there's so much more. And so when I say there's so much more, I was also thinking this to myself. You know, speaking of my saying to Jesus, I said, you know, Lord, I said, I can give an answer to the hope that lies within me with gentleness and respect. I can defend the gospel to the best of my ability, to the degree of things I understand and know about You. I said, but as I was saying that, I felt that there was this, that more excellent way. There was this higher way that Jesus, in a deeper, deeper way that goes deeper than the surface of the water and deeper still and deeper and deeper. And Jesus wants to take you there. And go back to what I was saying about, we all want a way out, you know, and many times we go to the Lord, actually all the time, actually most of the time, the majority of people that seek the Lord are because they are sorrowful, they are afraid, they don't know what's going to happen to them. They are facing monumental things that they have to walk through and losses and so much, so much. And I know my own self that my devotion started because I was so afraid and I was scared and I did not know what was going to happen to my life. I mean, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I think it's just that kind of nervous laugh. But, you know, that's how most of us come to know Jesus. And it's good to have doctrine. It's good to know where you stand with Christ. But, you know, He wants you to understand that the things and the stories that we read are just not profound historical events where we could look back on. And yes, we do gain some strength from it, but we say, but that was back then and it was powerful. And I know He's the same God, and we could talk ourselves down in a sense, or talk ourselves out of a prayer, or talk ourselves down from this epic faith that God wants us to have. So a couple of days ago, I was reading a Psalm 106, and it's the whole account of the children of Israel being in Egypt, how God delivered them, and then how they went into the desert, and how time after time after time, He kept delivering them over and over and over again. And after He would deliver them, then they'd straighten up, and then they'd sing His praise, and then it said soon they forgot Him. And then at the very end, He says something so beautiful, and I'm going to save it till the end of this. But I was thinking about that night. That all the children of Israel stood on that shore. And in the book of Exodus, it says, and God sent a vehement wind, an east wind. I think it says east wind, but he sent a wind. And it said, and all that night, he drove back the waters by that wind, all through that night. And in the morning, I guess that night, the people, it was pitch black out there. They couldn't see. Maybe there was a full moon. I don't know. I don't want to get into the little details because I like doing that. But while it was night, he was doing that. And he made a way out for them. And I'm going to get started because in Psalm 106, verse 7 through 11, it says, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. And I was thinking about how he brought them out of Egypt, and he brought them through the depths as through a wilderness. But I really was more focused on the word out, how he brought them out. And I started to think of this book, Exodus. The whole book is about the bringing out of slavery, out of bondage that looked like it would never end. But one day it did. And this is not about, I'm not going to go through the whole story about what the Israelites did, but I want to talk about Jesus. Because I said to myself, Jesus Christ is our Exodus, our way out. Everything in that whole Bible, Christ is making a way out. And I believe with all my heart, all these things that we read, he wants us to stand believing. You know what? In the middle of the night last night, I was thinking about some things, some personal things. And I started praying some little prayers in my mind. And they were just enough to say a few words. And at the end, I said in my mind, I said, I believe you, Lord. I believe you. And in seconds later, in the quietness of the night, I heard, there shall be a performance of the things which she hath believed. And I began to think about that word that the Lord gave me, that there shall be a performance out of the things that you believe about him. He's just wanting you to believe. You know, I know people, they write to me and they have different circumstances, and they've been long circumstances and they're hard circumstances, but these people continuously believe. They're not looking at the thing that's seen, but rather at the things which are unseen. As Paul says, for the things that are seen are mortal, but the things that are unseen are immortal. They're forever. I don't have any of the answers. Jesus Christ is our answer. But I know he is our Exodus, and he always makes a way out. In Psalm 107, 13 through 15, it says, and then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. In Psalm 124, 6 through 8, it says, blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. You know, that little girl, probably 16 years old, Mary, she believed something so great, like, how could it be? She just asked, how could it be? He says, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. And that which you will conceive will be of the Holy Ghost. You know, that girl believed, and the thing she believed brought forth the Messiah. And I say this to myself. I say, how much Bible do I need to read before I can say, Lord, I believe that you will do this great thing for me, not trying to figure out how it's going to look or what's going to happen or if this or all these what ifs. You have to take all the what ifs and trash them. Trash them. Because I believe with all of my heart that that demonstration of the parting of the Red Sea and then walking on dry land and through the depths of the earth. I say, Lord, we've all have times where we've been at the depths of the earth. But wasn't God there? It says so. It says he walked with them through the Red Sea. He didn't just send them through. It says he walked with them. And I refuse. Something in me is so powerful and so strong that says, I'm walking through that dark. I will go through that with you. You will go through that with me because you have. And not only that, look at the testimonies of people from the Bible and through all the thousands of years. And maybe that may not mean anything to you today, because if you're really suffering today, history lessons don't help you. And a lot of things that are said don't help you. But you know what I know helps you? Jesus Christ will help you. I know he will help you, because he said that he would. I love what Isaiah says in 43:16 through 19. It says, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things? Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Notice how God is a God of extremes. He waits, because you know everybody always wonders, where is God? I need him now. But he waits to this 11th hour and 11th minute, 59th minute and 59th second. But he comes, and when he does, it's spectacular. It's powerful. It's overwhelming. And we are in awe of God. I'm telling you today, Jesus is your exodus. Jesus is your way out. He will get you out of what you are in right now. I know he will. You might be saying, how can you guarantee it? I say, can we guarantee God's love? How would you answer that if I asked you, can you guarantee the love of God? Can you guarantee his faithfulness? Can you guarantee his kindness, his goodness? And I could say, yes, I can. Because he said, I am full of mercy, tender mercies, long suffering. He is the essence. He is not just the essence, he is mercy. And the thing that you feel like you're at the shore of that sea, remember, it was in the night that God sent that wind, parting the way. It was dark that night. I just believe it was a dark night. They didn't know what was happening. They just thought they were going to die. They said, were there not enough graves in Egypt that thou hast brought us out here to die? See, it says, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. You know, we don't understand either. There's so much that we don't understand. But, you know, I saw a scripture yesterday in Psalm 119. I think it's verse 36, but it says, "The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." And I really thought about that, that his understanding is light. Jesus gives us understanding in his light. And I pray that that light so penetrate that darkness that you may be in right now. And even in those that you love that are in darkness, that they would see the light. They that sat in darkness have seen a great light. Be'er Lahai Roy, the place of the well where one sees God and lives. See, there's something he wants you to see, but not with these eyes. He wants you to see him. You know, the book of Hebrews, I call it the seeing chapter, because the entire thing is about seeing God. Moses said, it said, "For he endured, for he saw him who was invisible." All those people that are in heaven today, God was their Exodus. And all these people that are living today, God is their Exodus too. Jesus is their Exodus. Jesus is the way out. I have so much joy when I think about all the times God made a way out for me. And haven't you seen so many times in your own life how there's been many little exoduses in your life, or maybe some big ones, several of them? But Jesus promises to make a way out for you. He said, I will do a new thing. He said, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. See the impossible. See, God is a God of the impossible. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck in thinking about him so humanly that you walk away disappointed. It says, they that look unto the Lord will be lightened. Their faces will not be ashamed. I love Psalm 34. The Lord is, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, come and magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his fears. Oh, come and come. How does it say? Taste and see that the Lord is good, for there is no want to them that fear him. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Behold your Messiah. Behold your God. Jesus is your Exodus. Jesus is your way out. He said he will. He said, I will make paths in the wilderness, in your wilderness. I will make streams in the desert. Shall you not know it? In other words, you will know it. Praise the Lord that our help cometh from the Lord. Your help comes from the Lord. And he will make a way out for you. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people of the Lord say amen and amen. God bless you.